Blog Talk Radio.
You are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now here's your host for today's show.
Good afternoon and welcome to Healthy Habits with Stephanie Brayman. I will be your host today, and I am a fitness motivator and wellness coach here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I have my own business called Shape and Shred at Just Fit Training Studios. We specialize in small group training, personal training, group fitness classes, nutrition, and 21-day health and fitness support and accountability groups. I also train clients all over the United States because I can do everything virtually, and I even can mentor new entrepreneurs who have a passion for helping others who want to start their own health and fitness business. So today, I want to really dive into items that we keep on hand in our house. We always want to be able to whip up a healthy meal on the fly, even on our busiest days. But if you don't have the right things stocked in the house, it can make it quite challenging. So I wanted to share some of my staple items and maybe some ideas to use in recipes and some of the health benefits for why we keep those items on hand. So if you have a well-stocked pantry, you know, you're always going to have things that allow you to throw together something fast, something flavorful, and to even create like a great meal after your most hectic day. Some of these items you probably already have in your pantry or in your refrigerator, while others you might want to add to your next shopping list. So let's get into it because I have quite a few items I want to share with you, and I want to make sure we have enough time to address all of these great. So the first one is extra virgin olive oil. We always have a bottle on hand, and we like the cold pressed olive oil because it has the best flavor. So we cook with it in our weekly meal prep recipes, but we also use it for a healthy salad dressing on our salads. And all we do is drizzle a little bit over whatever salad we're making. And then we like to use different vinegars so we get more flavor. So we use an apple cider vinegar. We might use a balsamic vinegar. We might use a red wine vinegar. Or there's flavored vinegars that you can get out there. My favorite is a white grapefruit balsamic vinegar. It is amazing. So we just use a little salt and pepper, and it's a perfect healthy salad dressing with not a lot of sugar, not a lot of fat. You do want to keep in mind, though, when you use this healthy fat, that it does have 120 calories per tablespoon. So be sure that you're measuring out how much you're using for your recipes and for your dressing, just so you can help to keep yourself on track. So the second item is not an item that we keep in the pantry or refrigerator. We love non-fat Greek yogurt. It is jam-packed with tons of protein, and one serving has just 100 calories. So it's amazing. It has literally 18 grams of protein per 6 ounce serving. That is a ton. We use this healthy protein to replace mayonnaise, heavy cream, sour cream in some of our favorite recipes and dishes, but we also just keep it on hand to add to our smoothies or make like a great yogurt parfait that you can put in a mason jar so that you have it when you want to run out the door in the morning or as a quick meal that you can add to your lunch that you're taking to work. You make this in the mason jars so it stays fresh and flavorful and it's portable. A little bit of yogurt, any fresh seasonal fruit that you would like to add to it, and then you can even add a little bit of local honey on there. over the top, just as a nice little sweetener that is healthy and delicious. So I just mentioned honey. So that is our third item that we keep on hand, and we like to use local pure honey. This is an awesome staple item for your pantry because it will last for years, and it's a healthier alternative to sugar and sweeteners, and you can use it in everything from homemade marinades, salad dressings, to baked goods. Also, if you get a local pure honey, you will get some added health benefits because consuming foods from the area you live in will help to contain immune-stimulating properties needed for your body to adapt to your environment. So they help to keep you healthier. I also love that when you're getting pure local honey, you are supporting a local business owner in this process too, which is a total win-win. The next thing we always have on hand are beans. We love to keep them stocked in the cupboard because they're inexpensive and they're a great protein and fiber. I mean, 1 cup of chickpeas contains 15 grams of protein and 12 grams of fiber. That is amazing. Our favorite varieties that we like to keep on hand are Great Northern beans, chickpeas, and black beans. But of course, choose the ones that you like best. But they're great to be added to salads, healthy casseroles, homemade salsas, and more. You can even buy the dried beans, and they'll last a little bit longer, and you can buy them in bulk, and you can even save a little bit more money. The next pantry item I use is one that I've been using for quite some time now, and I really rave about it because it is, you know, healthier than a white flour, and it's less like almond or coconut flour. So instead of having a white regular flour in the house, we use a whole wheat pastry flour. It's 100% whole wheat. I love the Bob's Red Mill brand. It's pretty inexpensive, and it's perfect to make healthy homemade treats like cookies, cakes, biscuits, and pancakes. And it's super versatile because it's still nutrient dense, yet it doesn't get as heavy as other flours get, and it keeps a tender texture for your baked goods. So to me, that's really important because I've had some other flours that would just make the baked goods taste just really heavy, and I really like something that's light and tastes flavorful and delicious. And so everything I've made with this has come out amazing. And most people can't tell that it's not a regular white flour that I'm using, which is great. Bananas are another item that we are always keeping in the house because they're super economical, they're available all year long, and they add a nice sweetness to foods like smoothies or your oatmeal without adding a lot of sugar. So for a great post-workout snack, I love to take a piece of whole grain toast, add some almond butter or peanut butter, put a nice smear of that on top, and then top it with some sliced banana pieces. When the bananas get too ripe, you can also still use them. And what I like to do is I put them in baggies and freeze them for my smoothie so I don't have to add ice, but I'm still getting the bananas, and then it's adding a coolness, and it really makes it have a richer texture for your smoothies. And then I also use them in my baked goods because it's a healthy fat that you can use, and it helps to keep those healthier recipes even more moist and delicious. So moving on, number 7, we have quinoa. And I like quinoa because, again, it's something you can use in a lot of dishes. It's not just for savory dishes. It can be made into a sweeter dish as well. You can bake with it, or you can make and replace your oatmeal with quinoa, or you can make like a quinoa parfait that can be served hot or cold, and you can add fruits and nuts and honey to that too. So you can use it as a savory dish or a sweet dish. When you get the quinoa, just 1 cup of cooked quinoa is 8 grams of protein and 5 grams of fiber with only 222 calories. So it's a great whole grain that has a lot of iron and B vitamins. It's ready usually in about 15 minutes, so it doesn't take long to cook. And we love to do, make it as a side dish. We add it in salads, so you're getting a little bit more stuff that will keep you full longer and still healthy. And we like to just, like I said, use it as a substitute for oatmeal sometimes. You can add a little almond milk, some dried or fresh fruits and nuts, maybe a little cinnamon or some pure local honey. So great variety, and it's pretty inexpensive too. You're always looking for things that, you know, can really help you stretch your grocery budget as well. So another item that we always have on hand, coconut oil. We love it because, again, it's a healthier fat to bake with. We also use it to saute our vegetables and some of our, side items that we make for the week. It gives it a great sweeter flavor, and you really can use it for anything. It's great for your skin. It's great for your hair. It has so many versatile uses. So we always keep some of that. Again, I do tend to use it more for baking to replace like canola oil or vegetable oil because, again, it's a healthier fat. And I do think it adds that nice bit of flavor to your dishes that you're making. Sea salt is something that we always keep in. And I know we're always told, you know, to watch how much salt we have. We don't want to have a lot of excess sodium in our diet. But it's more a lot of times a problem in like prepared and processed foods. That's where you see a lot of extra sodium. It's not so much in foods that you're cooking for yourself. So if you add a little sea salt to your dishes, it helps with flavor. I use it like you would use just regular salt. And my favorite is the pink Himalayan sea salt because you really don't need a lot. A little bit goes a long way. And it has a higher mineral content than regular table salt, which is great because you're getting some more, again, health benefits with an item that you already would use and keep on hand in your house. Another that we keep is garlic. Garlic is amazing. We love to use fresh garlic because they're very easy to use. You just get the garlic, peel it, and chop it. Again, it's going to give you a lot of flavor to your dishes without adding unhealthy fats or extra processed ingredients. So you can buy the peeled varieties so that you don't have to really mess with it and peel it. We do buy the fresh bulbs of garlic. It's super easy to just chop it up, and you can add it to soups, stews, sauces, stir fries, marinades, whatever you're making, just to give it a little extra flavor. Healthy food does not have to be boring. You want it to taste great. If it doesn't taste good, you're not going to be excited to eat it, and, you know, you're not going to be excited to cook with it. So we do really recommend using things that will add extra pop to your dishes without adding extra calories and fat. Hopefully you found some great new dishes that you would be able to use and some new items that you want to keep in your house. I hope that you really enjoyed the broadcast today, and remember that I'm here every Wednesday, the third Wednesday of the month at 1:30 p.m. Again, this is Stephanie Brayman with Healthy Habits. Have an amazing day.